Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
You gotta demonstrate progress.
DNC Chair Tom Perez on why Democratic debate requirements get steeper as voting gets closer. So far, six candidates have met tonight's deadline to qualify for next week's debate in Des Moines. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, and, in the nick of time, Tom Steyer, polling second in South Carolina in a new Fox poll. With military conflict with Iran and a looming Senate impeachment trial, it can be easy to forget that the Iowa caucuses are less than a month away, and the Democratic field is still pretty wide. Professor Kelly Winfrey from Iowa State University, at a recent forum for political experts,
some of those candidates that maybe could get a foothold in Iowa without a lot of money are now having to focus on getting all these $1 donations to get on a debate stage to maintain viability for a national campaign has kind of pushed them out of the field.
As important as the debates seem, there are at least eight other Democratic candidates who aren't willing to be written off. University of Missouri Professor Peverell Squire thinks the early state winners will have more long-term impact.
I suspect as we run up to caucus day that the focus on Iowa will be so overwhelming that any memory of the debates will have dissipated.
Diane Bystrom, another professor at Iowa State, says she's not so sure.
Bloomberg actually has moved up a little bit in the national polling, and he's basically just buying his way into it.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is exclusively self-funding his campaign, prioritizing broadcast advertising and bypassing early states. But he's already campaigning in states that vote later in the year, like Minnesota and Ohio.
After we get past those first four states and then go into Super Tuesday, I think the Democratic race is still going to be fairly muddled.
Despite a severely reduced staff, when asked about the future of her campaign, here's author Marianne Williamson.
I wake up every morning and I do that which feels is the best path for me that day.
The New York Times announced they'll publish their endorsement January 19th. Former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg received his first endorsement from a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, Anthony G. Brown. Yesterday, the Sunrise Movement, led by youth climate activists, endorsed Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Speaking in a large and echoey gymnasium in Des Moines, organizer Zena Precht Rodriguez called Sanders' Green New Deal, quote, the most ambitious climate plan that we've seen, unquote.
I don't think a year ago today I could have seen youth and politicians working together to put forward a solution that really addresses the climate crisis at the scale that science and justice demand.
Meanwhile, Sanders doubled down, pushing for legislation requiring congressional approval for funding military action with Iran, along with a group of Democrats in the House and Senate. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.